Trapping hogs causing more problems. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
You know, the closure right now is to physically go out there and check these areas and make the area as reasonably safe as we possibly can.
Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency Wildlife Program Manager in Region 3, Kirk Miles, talking about this week's closure of the Catoosa Wildlife Management Area on the Cumberland Plateau. In the past 6 weeks, DWRA has stepped up its efforts to try and reduce the number of wild hogs in the area, and at the same time, vandals have placed nails, spikes, and nail boards in fields, secondary roads, and trails on the WMA near the trapping sites.
15 vehicle tires and 4 tractor tires.
Kirk Miles says that's how many tires have been damaged or destroyed since the vandalism began, and as a result, they are closing the 80,000-acre wildlife area until they feel it's relatively safe. Hopefully, it will reopen by the end of the month. But the agency is continuing its statewide effort of eradicating the wild hog. And Miles says the population is exploding, not just in his area, but everywhere. And it's not happening by natural progression.
In a normal wildlife population expansion, you don't see large jumps geographically from one location to another.
Well, the primary reason for these new pockets of wild hogs showing up are the simple fact that hunters are transporting these animals illegally to other sites where they will populate and then be hunted. Earlier this year, the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Commission, in conjunction with other state officials, changed their regulations to allow landowners and up to 10 of their designees to eradicate wild hogs from their property. And besides the untold amount of property damage, wild hogs are likely to carry dangerous diseases like pseudo-rabies and brucellosis. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.